According to the USDA, we're expecting to see more corn acres this year. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNXX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. USDA officials are reporting corn acres at about 95.3 million acres. On the soybean side of things, right around that 84 to 85 million acres. Darren Hefty with the Hefty Seed Company and Ag PhD, we talked about, we heard the same thing. Darren, what have you been hearing from the producers? Are they looking at more corn acres as opposed to soybeans?
Yeah, we really do hear more corn in most areas. I have talked to a couple areas, though, where guys are contrarians, and they're like, well, everybody else sounds like they're going corn. We're going to go heavy on beans. And a lot of times, that is a great market strategy if people are heading one direction to go the opposite way from the herd, and you might find some opportunity there. But I have talked to a lot of folks, too, that have said, you know, I'm not going to try and outguess it. I'm just going to go with what I normally go with. So yeah, there's a mix out there, but I will be shocked if corn acres are not up significantly this year.
Thoughts about alfalfa? We had some decent crops last year, depending on the weather, of course, but as we go forward.
I'm so glad you asked about alfalfa. One of the things that we're expecting this spring with the early warm-up that we've had, we're already seeing alfalfa fields start to green up now with some of the recent moisture. We're really concerned about alfalfa weevil larvae. There was such a heavy infestation last year of alfalfa weevil larvae that we're expecting this spring to be more of the same. So we're encouraging every grower, as soon as you start getting some regrowth on that alfalfa, be scouting every week.
That's your WNXX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.